This video is made possible by Dashlane. Stay safe online for 10% off by being one of the first 200 to use the code RLL at checkout. Hopping on an airplane and flying almost anywhere in the world is truly amazing. You can pack your bags, make your way to the airport, and literally fly to just about any corner of the globe. Well, just about anywhere. Of the 197 million square miles that encompass the Earth, there are actually several areas that you absolutely cannot fly over, where you risk some seriously deadly consequences. Beginning with the United States, the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has two main types of areas in which air travel is not allowed. The first being what is known as a restricted area. Restricted areas are essentially areas in which the flight of an aircraft is not allowed under most circumstances, and these are designated on aeronautical charts by the letter R followed by a dash and a number. The United States has roughly 500 of these restricted areas across the entire country, which for the most part cover all military bases as well as other strategic interests. And while yes, it is possible to be granted permission to fly through these restricted areas, it is most likely going to be denied by the local air traffic control, which may not seem like a big deal, but when the restricted areas cover large portions of land, the diversion around could take up to several hours. Take, for example, the restricted area just northwest of Las Vegas, Nevada, home to one of the world's most famous military bases, Area 51. Well, it's no secret that this is a highly classified military base, and you could theoretically request permission to pass through. Your request will almost certainly be denied, requiring you to instead fly the long way around, which certainly will add additional time onto the flight. Beyond just restrictions like this, the FAA also has another type of air restriction known as a prohibited area. These areas, unlike restricted zones, do not even allow for you to ask permission, but instead have an outright ban from ever flying in this airspace. Similarly to the restricted airspace, however, these are designated on aeronautical charts by the letter P, followed by a dash and a number. On this list of extremely prohibited areas include some of America's most important national security interests, including, for example, prohibited areas P-50 and P-51, which cover America's two primary naval submarine bases located in Kings Bay, Georgia, and Kitsap, Washington. Here, U.S. submarines capable of carrying nuclear missiles are serviced and maintained in between deployments. And speaking of nuclear weapons, America's primary nuclear weapon assembly plant is also covered by prohibited airspace as prohibited area P-47, which covers the Pantex nuclear facility located just northeast of Abilene, Texas. Here, the nation's nuclear stockpile is built, maintained, and overseen. Additionally, there are several sites related to the very important people within the United States government that are governed by prohibited airspace. Prohibited Area P-56 protects the United States Capitol and White House, preventing anyone beyond the president's personal helicopter, Marine One, from ever entering the prohibited airspace. In addition, former presidents enjoy their own prohibited airspace, such as the P-49 restricted area around the Bush Ranch in Crawford, Texas, and even a prohibition at Mount Vernon, P-73, prohibited flying over the home of the first president of the United States. And of course, the sitting U.S. president enjoys their own personal prohibited airspace wherever they go, typically on the order of 30 miles in each direction, ensuring that they are protected from any and all threats from the air. In addition to each of these restricted and prohibited zones, there are also many temporary restrictions placed on airspace surrounding major sporting events for the protection of fans, as well as at the Kennedy Space Center. It wouldn't be good if a rocket accidentally crossed paths with a commercial airliner, now would it? But perhaps the strangest flight restriction over the United States above all is that of Walt Disney World. Yes, as strange as it may sound, the happiest place on Earth enjoys a permanent flight restriction that essentially makes Cinderella's castle on the same security level as that of the White House. Pretty much, the FAA is saying that Mickey Mouse is as important as the president. But the United States is not the only country in the world to enforce air restrictions over national security and government points of interest. For example, China strictly enforces a ban on flights over Tiananmen Square, even going so far as to ban homing pigeons from flying over the square just last year. And likewise, France prohibits all traffic above Paris unless departing or arriving at one of the local airports such as Charles de Gaulle or Orly. Other countries have air restrictions over more sacred historical sites. Greece, for instance, bans all flight activity above and around the Parthenon in an effort to preserve its historic structure, and the United Kingdom's royal family enjoys air protections over Buckingham Palace and at Windsor Castle. The point here is that most countries have some form of air restrictions, whether due to strategic points of importance for national security or treasured relics from the past. And while commercial pilots often perform detailed flight planning before a scheduled flight, your everyday hobbyist pilot often doesn't perform the same level of due diligence, and flying into a restricted zone could mean major problems. Take, for instance, an event that happened back in 2005, when a student pilot flying a small Cessna 150 strayed inside of the restricted zone of the White House in Washington, D.C. It prompted mass evacuations throughout the Capitol, and not long after breaching the restricted boundary, the small engine plane was greeted by two F-16 fighters and a Black Hawk helicopter that forced the plane to land at a small airport nearby. Fortunately, in this case, it was purely an accident by the pilot, and therefore no further issue was made out of it. But what about other areas on the Earth that truly are considered restricted, where almost no planes will ever fly? While most countries avoid countries with ongoing wars, two specific countries will typically see hardly any air traffic. The first, North Korea, is widely regarded as one of the most dangerous pieces of airspace in the world, and it is also restricted by many countries, including the United States. This is because of the unpredictable nature in which they test their missiles, launching them out towards the Sea of Japan, often without any warning. And because of this, most countries will go well out of the way to avoid this restricted area altogether, even if it means adding additional time to the flight. For example, flights that originate from Seoul in South Korea that are traveling to, say, Vladivostok in Russia will fly due east before making a northward turn just to avoid the airspace altogether, all the while adding an additional 30 minutes onto their flight. The other area of the world where most countries restrict air travel is over the eastern portion of Ukraine, where Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 was shot down back in 2014, killing 298 people. This is a particularly dangerous area still to this day, where in the eastern portion of Ukraine, you will still see hardly any commercial aircraft ever flying in the sky above. Further, all Russian commercial aircraft specifically are on an indefinite ban from entering any Ukrainian airspace following the events of 2014, while in turn, Ukrainian commercial aircraft are also banned from entering any Russian airspace. This has led to some interesting scenarios, like this Russian flight between Moscow and Sevastopol that has to completely circumvent all of Ukraine just in order to get in, or this Ukraine international flight from Kiev to Dubai that ends up avoiding a lot of countries' airspace to get there. The flight threads the needle through Turkey, Iraq, and Kuwait and avoids Russian airspace because Ukrainian flights are banned from flying over it. It avoids Syrian airspace because of the ongoing civil war there, and it avoids Iranian airspace because Iran shot down a Ukraine international flight just a year ago in January 2020 that killed everyone on board. Restricted flight zones around the world make navigating the world's skies from point A to point B a more difficult task. Getting blocked or banned from accessing an airspace like in any of these examples often leads to a longer and more difficult experience for everyone involved. Just like forgetting a password to a website makes your experience online longer and more difficult. However, unlike pilots getting denied access to an airspace, you have an easy solution to forgetting your passwords to websites: Dashlane. Dashlane is a mobile and desktop app that gives you an easy shortcut for everything you do online. It stores all your info and passwords for different websites, and then autofills them along with your personal and payment details with just one click whenever you need them. It'll also provide you with personalized security alerts in response to hacks or breaches, and it works seamlessly across all of your devices, whether you have a Windows, Mac, iPhone, Android, or a mix of all of them. I use it, and it's made my experience going between websites with different passwords so much easier now that I don't have to remember any of them on my own. And if you want to try it out too, it's easier now than ever because there's no credit card required at all at sign up. You can try Dashlane for free on your first device by heading over to dashlane.com/RLL or by clicking the link down in the description. And if you like it, you can use the code RLL for 10% off of a premium subscription afterwards. You can make your own browsing of the internet easier than ever and help support real life lore at the same time. So go ahead and check them out. And as always, thank you for watching.